Welcome to the podcast that delves deep into the journey of pork from farm to fork in South Africa. In this first sourced episode, we're starting right at the source, on the farm, and exploring the intricate web of challenges, opportunities, and perceptions that define our pork production chain. The South African pork industry is a complex ecosystem, and it all begins with the farmers. And these are the individuals and families who dedicate their lives to raising pigs, often facing a multitude of hurdles. One of the most significant is feed costs. Pig feed, primarily consisting of maize and soya, is heavily influenced by global commodity prices and local weather patterns. A drought can send maize prices soaring, directly impacting a farmer's bottom line. Then there's the constant battle against diseases. African swine fever, for instance, is a devastating threat that can wipe out entire herds. Biosecurity measures are paramount, requiring significant investment in infrastructure and stringent protocols. Beyond these immediate concerns, farmers are also navigating evolving market demands and regulatory landscapes. They need to be adaptable, innovative, and resilient. This is where the importance of data collection becomes absolutely critical. Understanding herd health, growth rates, feed conversion ratios, and reproductive performance isn't just about good management, it's about survival and profitability. Accurate data allows farmers to identify inefficiencies, optimize their operations, and make informed decisions. For example, tracking feed intake and weight gain can reveal which genetic lines are performing best, or if a particular feed formulation is yielding optimal results. This data also helps in forecasting production, managing inventory, and meeting buyer specifications. But the journey of pork doesn't end at the farm gate. Once pigs leave the farm, they enter a complex processing and distribution network. This is where the raw product is transformed into the cuts that eventually reach our plates. The processing plant is a highly regulated environment focusing on hygiene, safety, and efficiency. Here, decisions are made about how the carcass will be divided. Cut selection is a crucial step. Different markets and consumers have different preferences. Some cuts, like the loin, are highly prized for their leanness and versatility. Others, like the belly, are favored for their rich flavor and texture, often used for bacon or crackling. The processing plant also plays a vital role in meeting the diverse needs of the market, from large retailers and butcheries to restaurants and export markets. Each segment has its own specifications and demands, influencing the types and quantities of cuts produced. This is where value addition often happens, with some processors further marinating, curing, or pre-cooking certain cuts to cater to convenience-seeking consumers. From the processing plant, the pork embarks on its journey to consumers. This involves a sophisticated cold chain to maintain freshness and quality. Supermarkets, butcheries, and restaurants are the final points of sale where consumers make their choices. Here, pricing becomes a significant factor. The price of pork is influenced by a multitude of elements: the cost of production on the farm, processing expenses, transportation, marketing, and of course, market demand. Global supply and demand dynamics for other meats can also indirectly affect pork prices. Consumer perception plays a monumental role in shaping demand. For many years, pork in South Africa has faced certain stigmas, often linked to perceptions of being unhealthy or less desirable than other meats. However, this perception is slowly evolving. Modern farming practices emphasize animal welfare and responsible production. Nutritional research is highlighting the benefits of lean pork as a good source of protein and in essential nutrients. Campaigns highlighting the versatility and deliciousness of pork are also contributing to a shift in attitudes. Cooking habits are intrinsically linked to perception. If consumers perceive pork as difficult to cook or prone to being dry, they are less likely to purchase it. Education on cooking techniques, showcasing how to achieve tender, flavorful results with different cuts, is therefore essential. Think about the crispy crackling of a pork belly, the succulence of a slow-roasted pork shoulder, or the quick sear of a pork loin chop. Each cut offers a unique culinary experience. The demand for pork is a complex interplay of these factors: the cost of production, the efficiency of processing, the effectiveness of distribution, the retail price, and crucially, consumer knowledge and perception. When consumers understand the journey, the care that goes into production, and the sheer deliciousness and versatility that pork offers, they are more likely to choose it. So, as we wrap up this first episode, I want to leave you with a challenge. Think about your own relationship with pork. What are your go-to cuts? How do you typically prepare them? Do you ever consider where your pork comes from or the effort involved in bringing it to your table? I challenge you this week to step outside your comfort zone. Try a new cut of pork. Explore a different cooking method. Perhaps research a local producer or a recipe that showcases pork in a way you haven't experienced before. Let's start a conversation about pork, not just as a product, but as a delicious, versatile, and increasingly well-produced part of our South African food landscape. Join us on our next episode as we delve deeper into the world of pig farming and the innovations shaping its future.